It's time to know your soul. Are you seeking the you within? Has people-pleasing stressed you out? It's time to find your light so you can share your entrepreneurial gifts with the world. Well, Red Rover on over, but the only thing you're breaking through is yourself. This is Soul Amplified. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome to the Soul Amplified podcast. I am Vanessa Grace, your host. Today, we're really going to look at a deeper level of codependency. You all know this is a topic that I'm passionate about, and it's one of the topics that I love to focus on for the Soul Amplified podcast, because I think so much transformation can come about in an individual's life, and even collectively in the world, if people are able to be responsible for only themselves and then give from overflow of the abundance of energy in their own life. And one of the issues with codependent behavior is that people end up doing things that they don't want to do, and it reduces like their glow for life, and it diminishes their capacity to really be their full amazing selves. And so I want to talk about how to make those internal choices that trip codependence up in any given moment. So an example might be you're asked to do something, and this could be in your primary marriage or relationship, your partnership. It could be at work, or in another institution you're involved in, or it could be that you are in a routine situation. This is what you always do. It's kind of been this way for a while, and it's understood that this is your part of the job. So if you don't want to do something and you say yes, or you don't want to do part of your routine anymore, but you keep going, that is undervaluing your own worth and telling yourself that what you want doesn't matter. And you're not saying those words to yourself like a sentence in your head, like, if I do this, I'm telling myself that I don't matter. But you're doing it behaviorally. Maybe you don't even notice that you don't want to be doing this thing anymore, or that you're saying yes when you actually want to be saying no. But it can be underneath there, and it's several layers down sometimes, depending on your life and just how you notice your thoughts and your emotions. So the first thing that I want to talk about is this concept of whose job is it? And I mean that around your house, with your kids, with your spouse or your partner, and at work, and in all the areas of your life. And so if an adult, you know, is asking you, hey, can you do this? Pay attention to the reaction that happens inside you. And is it actually your job to do this thing? Or is it their job to do this thing? So if they are an adult and it is something that benefits them, it's their thing, maybe it's like their hobby, or it's the chore that they need to have done a certain way, or else they get really upset about it because it bothers their sensory stuff, or it's something that's a priority for their values, then it's actually their thing. And if it's a basic need for them, and it's about their life, they actually have to take care of that. You cannot do it for them. And people get tripped up on this. They say to themselves, well, I'm just going to do this piece of cleaning out the garage because he's really trying to, I don't know, like make a space to work on his boat or whatever the hobby or the project is that seems to make him happy. He really wants to do that, but he's not gotten to it. So I am going to clean out this part of the garage, and then he'll get to it and he'll be happier. Well, in this fake scenario that I'm making up off the top of my head, the other partner that wants to work on their boat or whatever the project is never actually makes it to the garage to finish prepping it and getting it set up. And so now you've put in this time to help their project get launched, maybe without them even asking you. You just wanted to do something nice for them. But here's the thing. They weren't initiating it. They weren't taking the motivation. And so you tried to start the motivation for them without knowing if it was going to go anywhere. So you spent your energy in an area that may now fall flat. And we'll talk a little bit more about what can happen in that scenario in a minute. But that was their thing, and they need to lead the charge on it. So when you have someone ask you a question or you're in a routine, so actually let's give a routine example. So just because I'm trying to focus on, you know, who you live with in this podcast today and not focus so much on work examples, trying to focus on home examples. And so if you have a routine about how duties are divided up, and most people do, and they shift and they change, and sometimes people fight about them or talk calmly and try and get it figured out. But if you're in a routine and you don't really want to be doing the parts of the routine that you're doing anymore, and you're keeping it to yourself, or you're not even recognizing that you no longer want that chore or that task or that responsibility, it can fester inside of you and it's not honoring yourself. Now, maybe it needs to be done by somebody, but that doesn't mean it has to be done by you in the exact way that you're doing it right now. There can be change. So what might an internal response of a codependent person be when they feel they have to say yes or they're not allowed to change the routine? The first one that I think of is, well, I just have to do that. It just has to be done and I have to keep moving forward. And in this answer, it's an automated acceptance that this is the way it is. It is the word, it is the law, and there's no other options. It's fixed, it is nailed to the wall, and will never be able to be taken out, right? And so there's no consideration that it could be different. And so if you have found yourself thinking thoughts like, well, this is just the way it is, I guess I'll have to go along with it, I don't really want to, but here we go. Never considering that you could speak up and say something differently, you may be experiencing a codependent moment where you could have voice, even within your own self, to explore what you want. So, an internal response is just the automated acceptance of, I just have to. You know, this is my role, it's what I've agreed to. Another response could be that you're going along to keep the peace. Well, if I say no, or if I say that I want the routine to be different, there could be a confrontation, there could be conflict, there could be a fight. And having someone be loud in my direction, having someone yell at me, maybe you're fearful of a fight, where the person actually gets emotionally abusive or physically abusive. You know, that's a real fear that can happen, because maybe that person has a temper and gets worked up. And so you just want to keep the peace. Even, and maybe it's not that there's going to be a fight. Maybe the thought of them saying no is so excruciatingly painful to yourself, some wound inside of you will be touched if they say no, and it will feel like they don't value you, and so you literally cannot stand that. It is too intense, and so you're just going to go along because the thought of them saying no is just too painful. And so you go along to keep the peace, or you go along to avoid pain. And here's some excuses that a codependent person might tell themselves about why they should do it. Well, the other person needs something. Maybe they need rest, and so I should do this. They need a break. They need an opportunity. They just need a leg up. They need someone to stick their neck out for them. They just need to have a chance because no one's given them a chance. And they're a really good person, and we just need this option to have this happen. Another statement that a codependent can tell themselves to just go along with the scenario, just keep flowing with it, is if I say no, or if I try to change the routine and someone else does this, they're not going to do it the way that I want it to be done. And I hope so many of you are laughing right now because so many moms do that. And here's the issue with it. The underlying message to the other person with this attitude of, well, I won't like the way that you do it, is that you don't think they're capable of doing it. You're thinking that they're going to do it wrong, and it can make that other person feel undervalued. It can make them feel like you think they're stupid or inept in some way. And if the person is one that is trying to offload their responsibilities, we've talked about the victim mindset before on this podcast, so I believe I can say that here. If they have a victim mindset where they don't want to take responsibility for their stuff and they're trying to offload any of their responsibilities that they can onto anyone who will take them, if you think that you can do it better than them, they are grateful because now you're going to do it, but then you believing they can't do a good job reinforces their belief that they can't do it. And so you're actually enabling them to continue to believe that they cannot do it if they are a person who is of a victim mindset and probably a martyr too. And so that doesn't inspire confidence in them, because by you saying, no, I'll do it, sometimes that sounds like, no, I'll do it because I don't think you can do it the best way that I think you should, because I don't think you can at all. And people protest against this, saying, no, that's not what I meant. But if you pay attention underneath, maybe there's a question of, well, they just need more time to mature. They just need the ability to rest a little bit. Well, they're having a hard time right now, and I really want to give them a chance to overcome it before they have to do something this hard. And all of those are nicer ways of saying, we don't think that you can overcome what you're going through, which is just another way of saying, I don't think you can. And so you see how you have to go down like three or four layers to get the hidden message that could be sent out. It's really fascinating. So something that I'm going to recommend you start doing, if you say yes when you should be saying no, or you are in a cycle where you're in a routine that you're not sure you even want to be in anymore, is just pay attention to the desire that you have in you. Do you actually want to do it? And paying attention to that. Slowing down can allow you to notice what's coming up inside of you. And so the answer could be, no, I don't want to do this. And you could be aware of that answer. Like it's on your conscious level in thought of, no, I don't really want to do this. My body feels gross and, you know, it gets in the way of life and I don't really want this to be my job. You could be doing it because you want to avoid conflict and complexity. Maybe you think that you'll have to do it anyway. Maybe you, if you try to offload it to them or have this calm conversation about changing things around, you know, or saying no, can someone else do it? You think, but in the end, it's just going to come back to me anyway. Or you could think, man, no one's going to listen to me. I don't want to do this, and I'm aware that I don't want to do it, but no one's going to listen to me, so I'm not going to bother. And that makes yourself a lot smaller. It makes yourself feel unimportant and like you think that you don't matter. And that makes me sad for you because you do matter. And I want you to have people in your life that treat you that way and let you know that you matter. And I want you internally to start believing that you matter. So hear me now when I tell you that I think that you matter. And so, do you actually want to do this thing? So you could say no, and you could be really aware of that. And these are the reasons why you could continue doing it, even if you don't want to. So the second answer is that you could have a no answer again of, you know, no, I don't really want to do this, but you could be completely unaware that your answer is a no. And you could press on. You know, you could be like not paying attention. And this might be early on in your awareness of codependency, like realizing, oh, there's things that I didn't realize I, you know, wasn't content doing or being responsible for or having to think about. But then, you know, you're unaware of them. And so what a codependent person does is they press on. But when you do things that you don't want to do, you can build resentment. And that can lead to emotions squirting out in weird directions. It can lead to getting mad. It can lead to relationship conflict. It can lead to anxiety. Because if this need to be able to achieve and perform and keep all of the plates spinning in the air at the same time. And maybe you even don't know why you're doing it, but you just have this internal urge that something terrible is going to happen if you don't. It can also lead to depression, to continue pushing forward if you don't want to but don't realize that. And that resentment can build, and depression is real, man. And a lot of you are probably experiencing some depression and anxiety if you're new to understanding what codependency is and just figuring out that you're living it. And health studies show that when we're experiencing anxiety and depression, like that can lead to more physical body health issues because there's actually chemicals that are happening in our bodies and brains that create anxiety and depression, and those can wreak havoc on the equilibrium of various systems in our bodies. And we're not running right, they're out of balance, it can create other health issues. And you may, you know, be going to your doctor for health issues, and that's when you figure out that there's a problem. Oh, my life is so stressful that I actually got sick. That is a signal that your body is sending you that it wants something different, and you need to be paying attention to it. Okay, do you actually want to say yes to this scenario, no to this scenario? Do you actually want to be in this routine? So obviously the other answer is yes. Yes, I want to be in it. But the answer could be yes because they need me. And I only have value when I am needed. I don't know how I have value unless someone needs me. And so I'm going to create scenarios where I'm constantly needed because then I feel important and true and real, and I don't know who I am if I'm not needed. It can also be they can't do it on their own, which is another way to be needed. And I'm not going to be good enough or lovable enough unless I do this. They will figure out that I am a fraud and worthless unless I continue doing this. This is my only value that I have to contribute in this relationship, in this job, in this family, in this world. And so even though I want to do this, my reasons for doing it are because I am fearful that I will not be accepted and loved. And that is a heavy weight to have sitting on you and realize that that might be you. And so if you are realizing that in the moment that I am saying this to you, I have compassion for your situation. And after you finish listening to this podcast, which is actually almost done, so we're almost there, you know, take a breather for yourself if you're hearing this for the first time. And if something is hitting you in a new way and you're, you know, a veteran with learning about overcoming your codependency, really, you might need a break too, because it might hit you in a new way with a new thing at a different layer of your understanding of codependency. And I say that because you all know that I am a person who has worked on overcoming my codependency and have understood a lot about it. Obviously, I'm sharing all this learning with you, but I am continuously noticing moments of answering this question within myself about smaller and smaller, more refined things. And so I know that they can continue to come up even if you are a veteran at managing your codependency. And so you too have compassion for yourself. If when I said, I only am doing this because I'm going to feel important, loved, and needed, and I need that because I don't know where else to get it. Know that you are valuable. You are lovable. Even if you say no and you say, I want to change the routine. So, of course, the last answer is, the last answer to do you actually want to say yes to this situation? Do you actually want to be in this routine is another version of yes. But this one is a yes that I support that is not codependent. This is the true yes of when you can say yes and not be holding yourself back in any way. This is you making a choice that is true for you, even if it supports another person. This is still a choice that is good for you. It doesn't conflict with any of your values and belief systems. It works with how much energy you have in that moment in time. And the amount of energy that we have at any given moment is changing. Last Tuesday, I didn't have the same amount of energy that I had the Tuesday that just happened, you know? And a month ago, I didn't have the same amount of energy that I had this month. You know what I'm saying? It's variable, and we hold ourselves to the standard that it has to be maintained the entire time at our optimal level. And that's just not how humans work. We take breaks. We need rest. I mean, sleep is built into how we live our lives, and that can be seen on a bigger scale as well, that we have time periods in our life where we slow down. I mean, if you even just look at the seasons of the earth, winter and fall is when things go slower and hibernate. And we're supposed to follow that pattern as part of creatures of the earth. We forget that we're not part of them, but we are. And so you can say yes and be true to yourself if you have the energy to actually follow through on that item and not be giving your resources away, your energy away. It's a good yes that's true and real if it fits in your calendar. Do you have the time for it with other things that are going on in your life? And if it is a priority for you, just because you have the time and the energy and it meets your value system does not mean that you have to say yes just because you have the time and the energy and it's within your value system. It doesn't have to be a priority because it's a priority for someone else. You're not required to take on someone else's priorities. That's part of their identity. You are allowed and get to have your own priorities that you decide for you. So this is the healthy yes. This is the person who is no longer acting in a codependent manner. They are helping or doing something in their life because they are a whole human who loves themselves, and they are not a bad person if they don't do it, and they have no guilt if they don't do it. And see, that's the little niggle sometimes. You can meet all of these values, but then you feel like, well, if I say no, I'll feel guilty. So that means that you're actually only saying yes for the third answer that I gave, which is, I have to say yes because I'm not a worthy person if I say no. So there's a little difference there for you to ponder. So we're working towards you paying attention to your thoughts and your emotions and your body's reactions when you're asked if you want to do something or you're reevaluating your life circumstances and what you're doing with your life. and just kind of continuously take moments, just a few beats longer sometimes, boom, 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 can allow you to think through how you actually feel. And taking longer moments, maybe several moments sitting down or while you're driving, to turn off the chaos, if you know what I mean, and just go inward for a minute and pay attention, and you can discover the answer of, do I actually want this in my life? I hope that this has been a useful and helpful experience for you, and that I've kind of given you a map about how to know what you should have in your life. I want you to be able to know yourself inside and out. I want you to be able to know who you are on a deep level with what you believe in. And so I am so passionate about helping people with overcoming their codependency that if you're interested in getting on a free 30-minute breaking free of people-pleasing session with me, I want you to go ahead and email me. I say my email all the time, but here it is again, vanessa@soulamplified.org. So in the breaking free of people-pleasing session, you know, we're going to go over what your concerns are and what some potential things are that you can be doing. And taking the step to get on the phone with somebody can really help you make it real for you that you actually want to change your life. Even deciding to get on the phone, even before we're actually on the phone, even just deciding to be on the phone can make a person feel emboldened and like, I can do this. I made the decision and I emailed her, and people can actually have change just from that decision. So again, vanessa@soulamplified.org for that free 30-minute breaking free of people-pleasing session with me. Be well and go be amazing. Thanks for tuning in, Soul Sister. Do you want to hear from me more? Sign up for my Transforming Your Codependency text messages straight to your phone every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for inspiration and education. To sign up, text PEACE to 877-338-0875. To spread this message far and wide, screenshot listening to this podcast and share it on social media. Be sure to tag me. I love hearing how you're growing. Get amplified!